Okay, we're going to start the meeting. This is the open meeting, second day of the Pacifica National Board. And Richard, can you please take the roll?
Sherry Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Rico Ross.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Here.
Wendy Schrell. Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Lizette King.
Present.
David Beaton. Yafia Wangaza. You have a quorum, Ms. Chair.
Thank you, Richard. All right, the first thing on the agenda for today is to approve the agenda. We approved only last night's agenda yesterday. And just to remind the board, the motion that was supposed to have occurred at 4:15, the motion by Sherry Gindelman to rescind a prior motion, was put on the top of this draft agenda. So are there any other changes, modifications, additions to this agenda?
I move approval. Second.
Okay. Joe?
I had wanted to move this motion from the having to do with the WPFW gala that I'd like to move to be the second item on the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion.
Well, if I think it's fairly, it's a matter that is essentially directing the CFO to look into the matter. So I think it's something we should be able to dispose of fairly quickly. I think it's something that the sooner it happens, the better.
All right. Any other discussion? Leslie?
I'd like to suggest that just because it may or may not be easy to dispose of is not a reason to move it. And there is no pressing need for this motion at this time. I think we have much more pressing business ahead of it on the agenda.
Okay. AC?
Yes. I think that the CFO said yesterday that this has been duly recorded. It's there in the records. This is being pushed by one person who from the been doing that now for over a year. And there's nothing there. So I think that we should wait on the report of the CFO to see if there's anything at all that she has. This body's not yet prepared to involve itself in this gala because of the complications and of the accountant and all sorts of other things that are involved. So I would urge that this body would wait until the CFO issues her report.
Okay, Lucette is next on the stack.
And Nia, please.
Chair, I think the information is pertinent because we are in a financial situation that we need to have every stone uncovered. And if we're going to deal with one aspect of PFW, we should deal with all aspects at the same time rather than leaving it for later.
Okay, next on the stack is Jim.
And her, I would like Nia to, Grace?
Yes. Madam Chair, I would like to suggest that that this particular item not be, I would invite him to not introduce this at this time because there are some inaccuracy in the actual item itself.
Okay, Susan?
Yes, I'd like to say that I think the issues raised are important, and I responded to folks about this, but I think that it is in the regular course of things that the National Finance Committee will be addressing this, and I am in favor of the I serve on it. National Finance confirming what the $1 million is available to do, number one. Number two, what sort of the actual gross and net are on an event like this, because we want to look at its efficacy. And third, I think that the decision-making is probably fairly complex and is something that would lend itself to discussion once we get those other matters decided. So at any rate, I would vote against bringing it up on the agenda at this time, because I think the discussion would be lengthy, and I think that the National Finance Committee has a commitment to address it.
Okay. Next is Sean.
Lizette made my points, and Carolyn is raising her hand over there.
Okay. Next is Nia on the stack.
Okay. Susan said what I was going to say, so thank you, Susan. But additionally, it's hard for me to read this. I have to use a magnifying glass. Could I get an electronic copy of the agenda? That said, where is public comment on this? So could you please send me an electronic copy, Grace?
You know, my computer keeps crashing. So
how about Richard?
Possibly Richard can send it.
Okay. To all of us. Fine. I'm patient. I could wait. So where is public comment on this?
1 to 2 p.m.
And that's the committee reports come before that?
Yes.
All the committees.
Okay, this is not relevant to what we're discussing, which
is... Yes, it is relevant because I'm talking about the agenda. I have a suggestion as to where I'd like to put public comment.
I understand, but we're at the Joe's motion to put the gala, Washington, D.C. gala.
Oh.
We need to dispose of that first. So, okay. Carolyn, you're next on the stack.
Yeah. Some of the arguments we're hearing are arguing for the motion or against it. Has this motion been referred to the Finance Committee?
Yes.
In detail? Because I think that's why it should be on our agenda, so we can give the Finance Committee detailed instructions as to what we want.
No.
Rather than just referring it blanketly.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, we'll go to a vote on Joe's suggestion that the WPFW gala be the second item on the agenda. Richard, can you take a roll call vote on that?
Okay, Sean O'Brien.
Present.
No, you say yes or no.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes or no.
It's good to know you're
yes
present. No.
Yeah, right, I know. Yes, excuse me, folks, I haven't had my coffee yet this morning.
Okay.
Yes or no.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Go, John, go.
Man of action.
Did a person just run up here? I don't know. Rico Ross.
Pass for right now,
please. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
No.
Wendy Shrell. Susan Young?
No.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Lizette King?
Yes.
David Beaton? Fia Wangaza? Sherry Gendelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons? Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Is that, Rico passed? Where's Rico?
No.
Eight to nine. 8-4, nine against.
Okay, the motion fails. So are there any other suggestions?
Yes,
Nia, George was the first person.
Yeah, there's the first item on the agenda after
the one carried over from yesterday, is the elections policy. And one of the items there has to do with limiting the number of votes that a collective can have. One of the items that's coming forward from the Governance Committee, which is occurring right after that, is to suggest that we do an investigation to see whether that sort of thing is necessary or not. And so I would like to suggest that that item be either the whole governance let me make it just that particular item be moved forward to before the local station board election policy so that we can decide whether we want to do that first before considering the local station board election policy.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
All right. Is there any objection to doing that? Hearing none. Okay. Do you want to discuss it or you want to just... Okay.
Isn't there also another item on the agenda now that Leslie Radford put forth that is around the same topic that is a combined motion from Leslie Radford and Dave Adelson? Is that right, Leslie?
That is correct. Yes.
In that case, wouldn't we want to move all of the motions that have to do with that particular issue forward at the same time?
I would support that.
Okay, so that's an amendment, and George is supporting. Is there any objection to Bonnie's amendment? Hearing none. That would be a substitute motion, actually. Is there any objection to Bonnie's substitute motion to add all unpaid staff, collective, anything having to do with the election, to the discussion about the election policy? Hearing none, that agenda change is accepted. Any other? I hear you, Jamie. Nia's next on the stack. You had an agenda change or a modification? You want me to get you?
No, I'm trying to figure. So this would be number three? What he just proposed?
Yes.
Okay. And that will end at what time?
It was allotted 15 minutes. Well, actually, the three items were allotted 45 minutes. I was about to move that from the Governance Committee. I was about to move that every one of them be given 15 minutes. So I would say that I would like to have 15 minutes for the one that we were putting forward now.
So that would end at 10 o'clock then.
In addition to another Governance Committee report?
Well, actually, that wouldn't end at 10 o'clock. We haven't worked out the times yet because the holdover item from yesterday, the motion to rescind by Sherry Gendelman, comes first on the agenda. We haven't – that was given 30 minutes yesterday. So that would put – that item from – we're already past time. It's already 9:18.
Okay, so I'll make it easy. Wherever after the Governance Committee report, I suggest that we put public comment, whatever time, wherever that is. I think that it would be good for the public to have something to comment about.
Okay, so you don't want to make that a time certain, just after the Governance Committee report.
Right.
Okay, very good. Is there a second for that? Okay. Is there any objection to doing that?
Well, I have a point of information.
We should do it before.
Go ahead, Jamie.
On the draft agenda, public comment is 1 to 2 p.m. Would that supplant that? Would there be no comment at 1 to 2 if this change is made? Is that what you're suggesting?
Nia, is that what you're suggesting?
So these times, I don't know how we're going to do with these times.
Okay, do you want to – would you possibly wish to have public comment from 1 to 2 as a time certain?
No, because I want it to be after the report.
It is after the report now. That's how it's in the present agenda.
Okay, as long as it's after the report.
Okay, so you don't need to move anything, actually. All right. Jamie's next on the stack.
Yes. The draft agenda has the NSC report after the Governance Committee, I believe. No, after elections. I move the NSC report later in the day so that it's immediately before the strategic planning discussion at 4 p.m.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving the NFC report to just before the strategic planning?
A point of information.
Okay.
Where's the NFC report? Like I said, we have so many iterations of this thing.
NFC report is right now scheduled for 9:45 a.m., and the strategic plan discussion is 4 to 6:30. My reason for proposing to move it is that the NFC report goes with strategic planning, and it's right now it's inserted between elections and governance, which it's kind of – those both elections and governance go together. It would make more sense to have NFC before strategic and have elections and governance side by side.
Okay. I found it, Bonnie. It's there.
Yes.
What version of the
it's there.
The one in the book. In the book.
Look. In the book.
It's right after
it's
the
just
motion
one
by
sentence
Leslie.
At the bottom of the page.
It's right the motion by Radford. It's right below that.
Here. I'm sorry.
It was very confusing the way it's in the book, isn't it?
Okay. So, we have Jamie's motion. I believe it's been seconded. Is there any objection to moving the NFC report to just before the strategic planning session? Okay, hearing no objection, that is that agenda of modification is accepted. Any other?
Just one other.
Okay. All right, George. I think you were first.
There should be a half hour left for the two motions for the governance committee. I'd like them to have 15 minutes apiece.
Okay. Isn't that already on the agenda?
No, there's no change in time. It's just that I would like them to have time certains for both of them. So there's a half hour altogether, and I want each one to have 15 minutes.
You said time certain.
Okay. All right.
Length of time for each one to
all right,
be 15
is there,
minutes.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? All right. No, hearing no objection, that's so moved. Sandra is next.
For the personnel committee, they've allotted from 2 to 3 p.m. We don't need nearly that long. It's 20 minutes max.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to shortening the time for the personnel committee report? Hearing none, that modification is accepted. Susan?
Yes, Madam Chair.
My moment in the sun. I don't know exactly how this fits into the actions that we've taken, but the strategic planning, I would request that the strategic planning session be time certain 4 to 6:30 because we have a facilitator coming to work with us. And we need to give her the specific time.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? As there are no objections, that will be that is accepted. Any other agenda additions, modifications, changes? Hearing none. Okay. Is there a second for that? Good. Any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we will go on to the first agenda item. Sherry, do you want to motivate that?
Going to motivate this.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, this motion is out of order. Point of order.
And be recognized.
Okay.
Be recognized?
All right, yes.
Thank you. I got my coach over here, you know. I call your attention to page 297 of Robert's Rules of Order, actions that cannot be rescinded or amended. Subsection 3, which reads, when a resignation has been acted upon or a person has been elected to or expelled from membership or office and that person was present or has been officially notified of the action. That is exactly what happened. We can't rescind it. We expelled this person from membership. He was present. This motion is out of order and cannot be rescinded, and I'd like a ruling from the chair.
Okay. Can you give me the page?
Yes. 297 is actions that cannot be rescinded or amended, and page 298, subsection C, is the specific section we're dealing with. 298, subsection C.
Bylaws supersede Robert's rules. Bylaws supersede Robert's
rules. Cite your bylaw.
cite my bylaw. There's
cite
the bylaws.
Your bylaw. I just
okay. Okay. Wait, wait. Wait. Wait a second. Let's take this one thing at a time. Sean, can you read this section again for everyone?
No problem. Can you give me some volume? I want you to turn your attention to page 297, actions that cannot be rescinded or amended. And then turn to page 298, subsection C. When a resignation has been acted upon or a person has been elected to or expelled from membership or office and that person was present or has been officially notified of the action, that is exactly what happened. This motion cannot be rescinded. It is out of order.
Okay. Yes.
I'd like to point out here to my colleagues that, in fact, the bylaws do trump Robert's Rules of Order, and the bylaws cannot be cited because the problem is that the bylaws themselves were violated. You can't point to the violation in the bylaws. The question here, the question that's been brought forward, is whether or not the bylaws have been violated. That question by itself supersedes any determination by Robert's Rules.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Okay, you know, this is a very contentious issue, and we get into legalistic arguments, which are tedious but necessary to go into. So everybody, please remain calm, and we'll sort it out. Sean, you wanted to?
Yes. If somebody's going to say something is against the bylaws, I would assume they could cite those bylaws. And I just heard something that lacks so much logic that it's beyond the pale.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
It's a point of order, Grace. Point of order.
Okay, I understand that. But I am not sure how to proceed. George, do you have an opinion about this?
Just a point of order. I'd just like to state something for the record that this dialogue should not be able to go on. If he disagrees, then I don't think that it's fair for the rest of us who have something to say for him to take up the time to go back and forth with everyone. I think
I'm sorry. A point of order is always in order. Thank you.
There are a number of bylaws opinions about this particular thing, and in that discussion, whether Robert's Rules of Order applies is germane. So I will like to open up a short discussion about whether this particular motion to rescind is appropriate. I am not quite certain myself. George, I asked you for your opinion about this.
Yeah, I do think the bylaws say we must operate under Robert's Rules. And what's in front of us is a motion to rescind. You may think that the motion to rescind is about a bylaws violations, but it doesn't really matter. What's in front of us is a motion to rescind, and what Robert's Rules says is you can't do that in this particular case. So I think that Sean is correct.
Okay. I am reluctant to make a ruling on this because I don't feel that I am on a solid ground regarding it. I'd like to leave it up to the body. I think that that's appropriate. Also, I'd like to ask Ricardo if he has a particular opinion about this.
Robert's Rules of Order is really outside my bailiwick. It's not a legal issue. It's a procedural issue, and it's for the board to decide. And I wouldn't have that.
Thank you. All right, I am going to leave this up. This particular, I'm sorry, just a moment. I am not interested in ruling on this particular issue, but I think it's germane, and I would like to leave this up to a short discussion of the board as to whether we should proceed with this agenda item, and I will take a stack to discuss it, and then we'll vote on it. Okay, and I have a lot of hands up. I think Jamie was next.
I think I'm next,
man. Okay, Jamie had his hand up a good 5 minutes ago, so we'll take Jamie first.
One way to up approach it. If I recall correctly, the Robert's Rules section that Sean cited used the word expelled. I don't know that we actually expelled Campbell from the board. I think we didn't accept his seating. So you could argue that that citing is a slightly different issue.
Okay. AC?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. First of all, we didn't... The National Board did not elect him to the National Board. It came from the LSB. And number two, he was not expelled from the National Board. He was merely not seated. And I think that should be the governing principle. And I think that Sean's interpretation of the Robert's Rules is a selective one. I've read that section. It doesn't relate to what he claims is being related to. And at any rate, the main point is that he was not elected by the National Board, nor was he expelled by the National Board. So therefore, I think the bylaws requires that PNB member be elected by the local LSP. And we have done that twice at PFW, so that I think that this should proceed with a discussion.
Okay. Next is Rico.
Yes. I don't know whether I think the purpose of most clubs using Robert's Rules is for when their bylaws aren't clear, they have something to use as a default. So I would probably support that this motion is out of order.
Okay. Bonnie?
I agree with AC and the other members who are questioning whether Campbell was expelled from the PNB. And indeed, in order to use this Robert's Rules quote, that's what it would have to be an example of. If he is, in fact, ruled to have been expelled, then the motion that was passed on January 30th is clumsy at best, because from the Pacifica bylaws, if a director seat previously held by a station representative director becomes vacant for any reason, the seat shall be immediately filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegates from the radio station. We voted to retally votes, which is a very different thing from having the delegates re-elect a person. So my feeling is that you cannot have it both ways and be using this particular quote from Roberts unless you are willing to accept that he was expelled from the PNB. And my understanding is the argument from folks on the other side of this issue is that he was never actually on the PNB, so couldn't be expelled. So I would vote for us going ahead with this motion to present.
Okay, Wendy is next.
I just wanted to tell the board what we were talking about, the audience, what this is all about. We had a member that was elected to the PNB by the PFW signal area that had not served on the LSB for a year. The bylaws say they have to serve for a year before they're eligible to be on the PNB. Because of lots of different reasons, PFW delegates weren't seated until May, so that 5 months had already elapsed. And this board voted that the candidate was not eligible to be on the PNB. I don't understand what people are saying about bylaws. That's what the bylaws say. You have to be on the board for a year before you can be on the PNB, on the LSB for a year. So that's what this is all about. This board decided not to seat Mr. Johnson. Now there's a motion to rescind to try and seat him again. So anyway, that's all.
Okay. Nia, were you on the stack? Did you wish to be on the stack? Okay. Go ahead.
I guess Bonnie's really reading my mind today because I have it on the screen. I was going to say that you guys quoted the bylaws not to seat him, and now we're going to Robert's Rules to say that we expelled him. So that's a contradiction. My other point is Why are we preventing WPFW from having a full complement of directors like all the other stations?
Nia, that's out of order. That would be part of a discussion of the motion to rescind. I'm going to go on to Sean.
I'm saying that doesn't speak to this
particular issue.
To support why it should be on the agenda.
Madam Chair,
okay.
I'm looking at the dictionary definition of expel. It says to cut off from membership or relations. We cut him off from membership. That's the dictionary definition of expel. All right?
Okay.
This Robert's Rules of Order and our bylaws cover this. And remember, the reason we use the bylaws is because he didn't make the full year. We asked them to retally the vote and send up a member, and the board at WPFW
did not do that. Sean, yes, thank you.
The member is arguing.
Sean, you're arguing
that's
the,
okay,
the
but when I do it, it's not okay.
We got your point. Okay. Next is Susan.
I would like to say that I understanding of what expulsion means, and I do not believe that that was the action taken. Also, in general, I think that what the discussion went to was an understandable ambiguity in the bylaws regarding what constitutes a year, because he was elected for a year or whatever, and when that applies, other matters. And that part of the motion was, or part of the action taken that is subject to the request to rescind, had to do with sending the way that the election was being sent back to the LSB. Therefore, I think that the motion to rescind is in order. And in general, I don't like it when Robert's rules are used to get in the way of an interpretation of the bylaws.
Okay, George.
Yeah, the body of this organization consists of the five elected boards of delegates. The five assemblies of delegates are the body of this organization, to which Robert's rules refers to as the body. This PNB is essentially the executive committee of that organ, of that group of people. It's a peculiar situation because those people meet in two roles. One is as delegates electing us. That's really their only function. And the other is as the LSB, as a committee of us, as a committee of this executive committee of the body. When we rejected Campbell Johnson's seating on this board, it falls under the he was basically being made an officer of that body of people by being seated on this executive committee. So I think that I take the point that he was not expelled from membership, certainly of the body. He wasn't. He's not out of the Pacifica network, which is what is being referred to here. But I do think he was prevented from becoming an officer of that body of people. The distinction isn't trivial. It lies at the heart of the actual substance of this question. My own feeling is that although I agree with, on that grounds, I think it is within the scope of this. Although, to tell you the truth, I'd rather be having a different conversation.
Okay, Leslie, and then we'll go to a vote on this.
I think we're on very tricky ground if we start defining ourselves as officers of our LSB. Our bylaws make very clear distinction between officers and PNB members. Consistently through the bylaws, that distinction is made. In fact, PNB members are precisely cannot be officers under our bylaws. And that's very clear. We have a set of officers, and PNB members are not allowed to serve as those officers. So I think George's point is, in my estimation, with all due respect, not well taken. We cannot expel or claim that Mr. Johnson has been expelled because he is an officer of the LSB.
Okay, very good. I think the body has discussed this adequately, and we should go to a vote as to whether or not a yes vote would be in favor of allowing the discussion of the motion to rescind. A no vote would rule it out of order. Joe, can you take the roll on this?
Could I have a recorded roll call vote?
Yeah, we're doing that.
Recorded.
Can you explain that again?
Okay. Yes is to allow this agenda item to move forward. No is to rule it out of order. Okay, Richard is going to do the roll call vote.
George Ryder.
I abstain.
Sandra Rolline.
I vote yes.
Wendy Shrell.
For us to rule on the point of order. I abstain.
Susan Young.
Yes, to go forward with the discussion.
Point of clarification. Are we voting on the point of order, or are we voting on...
Just the point of order. You know, I wish to have the body decide. Okay. Go ahead.
Susan Young.
Yes, to move forward with the discussion.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Abstain.
David Beaton? Afia Wangaza?
No.
Mr. Secretary, I'd like to change my vote to no.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner, Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Abstain.
Is that everybody? 9, 4, 5. 9, 4, 4 against, 5 abstentions.
Okay. The motion, it has been ruled that this motion to rescind is in order. So let's take a stack to discuss. Sherry, would you like to motivate the motion to rescind?
What had happened was, through no fault of WPFW's, their election was delayed so that when the election was completed, the LSB members had not served a complete 365 days, even though they had served a term. At the time, during the course of their election, they elected 4 delegates to the PNB, one of whom was Campbell Johnson, who at the time of that election had not served 365 days, and then this board voted not to seat him. Because of that, there was an opinion from legal counsel at the time that it would be a reasonable interpretation to say that a year was the equivalent of a term, and since it was not the fault of the members that their election had been delayed, that he could be deemed to have served a term, even though it wasn't 365 days. The board took the action that it did and did not seat Mr. Campbell. In the resolution at that time, the board ordered the voting association that had overseen that vote to retally the votes, which they did not do, because when you have single transferable votes, it's not appropriate to retally. That skews the vote and results in an election results that do not reflect the wishes of the body that was voting. They have since then So the company that handled the election said that that violated the principles of single transferable vote and simply retained the sealed ballots and would not recount them. The WPFW since that time has had another election, and they reelected Campbell Johnson, who has now served in excess of 365 days. I think that it behooves this body to simply seat him. Each LSB has the right to select the people that it wants to represent them on the national board. WPFW has voted not once but twice that Campbell Johnson is a person that they want as their representative on the PMB, and the body is depriving one of our stations of full representation on this board through a mistake in judgment, I really think. And I think, Mr. Johnson, the election of the PFW should be respected and honored, and Campbell should be seated.
Great. Okay. Yes. Susan?
George?
I'd like to say that I abstained the first time round, and I feel very conflicted about this because there are many, many different dimensions to it. In general, I feel that at KPFT that we have had instances where the PNB made decisions about which and crammed them down about which they didn't know very much, and that it had to do with factionalism on the board. So in general, I'm not happy about usurping the local decision. Regarding the what constitutes a year, it seems to me that that is that there can be reasonable disagreement about that. My gut feeling was that fairness would provide that if you were elected that that could be within the realm of the judgment of the PNB, but it seems to me that it's the responsibility of the PNB to make that decision if there is not a clear legal guidance, and 365 was clearly a responsible option on that. Regarding the returning the vote to the LSB, once again, I think probably the PNB had the authority to decide how that vote needed to be taken if there were at least some ambiguity about that. I think we've been overtaken by facts, and so I would say the fact that he has now served 365 days and that there has not been somebody elected to substitute, you know, to fill that position would say that he is now eligible to serve.
Okay. Next is Lizette.
Did you get me?
Yes, I did, George.
Good morning, Chair, and the rest of you. I find that act a hard one to follow. If you have a rule and you make a decision under that rule, you're saying if the rule changes, you change that decision. I find that very difficult to understand. Secondly, if the board, the PNB, by virtue of the PNB being able to decide whether the person sits on the board or not, implies that the board has an authority to decide who sits on the board. This board made that decision on the authority that the election that took place to place that person here was not correct. And I wish people would be honest and start where it should start. In the first place, there was not an election at PFW. The election did not have a quorum. And the bylaws speak to that very clearly. Secondly, after that null and void election, the LSB at PFW decided to make up their own policy and drive people who were duly elected off the board, the LSB, so that these people could take their seats. The election that took place to elect Mr. Johnson, at the time, those people did not serve the year, 365 days, no matter how you put it. When I went to school, a year was 365 days. When the person came here to be seated, this PNB decided, no, that person did not meet 365 days. To rescind this decision would send a wrong message. One, this board has no authority to interpret the rules and comply with those rules. Secondly, it would have no authority to instruct its committee, and I take it there's a whole set of argument about delegates and what have you. The fact is, and everybody heard, the chair from that PFW came here and called most of us idiots because we don't know the bylaws. That is not correct. And to rescind this decision, I would urge you, if you do that, then you let every board, LSB, do their own thing. That is what the message would be. If we are a network, then this body is supposed to be making the rules, the final word, have the final word. And they, based on the bylaws, made a decision not to seat Mr. Campbell. It's not about what the rule is now or whether he meets it now. That's a different argument.
Point of information, Madam
Thank
Chair.
Thank you, Lucette.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Rico. Yes.
I understand that through the motivation that I understand that he didn't serve the 365 days. He was like 4-5 months short. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that there had been someone else prior to that in our foundation that had also not served the 365 days, but it was closer to that. Is that correct?
Not as far as I know.
This is the first person that would be seated on the board that hasn't served the 365 days, pretty much?
Actually, that's not true, Madam Chair. There are other examples.
I thought there was another example of someone that was closer to the 365 days.
Okay. Can somebody
and I'd like to know how close
that information
was.
There was three people seated from KPFA.
Anyway, they can look that up and give that answer to me later. I don't want to stop the debate.
Okay, very good.
But I would like to have it as soon as possible.
Okay. The next person on the stack is George.
Yeah, there are two separate issues here, I think, which is one, the question of the interpretation of the bylaws, which I think there's absolutely no question that it is this board that must do that, particularly in terms of overseeing elections. The other question is, once you've interpreted the bylaws, what do you want to do about it in terms of having compliance with the local delegates' assembly, in this case with regard to the election. So I'd like to move to separate, to divide the two questions. The first part of the resolution spoke to just the first issue, which was whether or not a year constituted 365 days. So I'd like to separate that off from the remainder of the resolution. I need a second for that.
Second.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Is there any objection to George's motion? All right. Hearing no objection, I don't understand what we're doing.
In that case, we first consider, since it was the first one, the question of whether or not we want to rescind the decision that our interpretation of the bylaws is that a year, when it's spoken of in that particular place, constitutes 365 days. That's a question of the experience of being on the board for long enough. So that's the first thing we need to vote on. If we're in agreement about that, we can then move on to the next one. Well, whatever we decide about that, we can then move on to the next one.
George, isn't it true, though, that section of the bylaws doesn't say 360 a year. It says at least a year. Look at the section of the bylaws. It says at least a year.
I don't know, but it's not relevant in this case since he didn't have at least a year in either case. But we decided that a year in that case meant 365 days. And to rescind that is to say that that decision was incorrect. We want to overturn that decision. I didn't even actually hear in Sherry's justification that she wanted to do that. What I heard was that the second part of the motion, which was to instruct actually the delegates' assembly to recount the votes through the STV process, was to be rescinded. So since we decided that we're going to split it, the first thing to do is to vote on the first part. Do we want to rescind that decision that the PNB had decided that that piece of the bylaws meant a year meant 365 days. You actually had to be on the LSB for 365 days before you were eligible. So that's the vote.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay.
2 points of order, actually.
Did we accept George's motion to divide the question? We did.
Point of order?
Yes.
My point of order is that Sherry's motion that's on the floor says that she wants the PNB to rescind the motion that created a vacancy of PFW on the PNB.
That's right.
Doesn't say anything about what George is saying. Yes.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you.
You can't divide a motion that just no, it says it right.
All right.
But let me speak to that then.
Please.
Okay, you can't rescind the motion that hasn't been made.
All right. George, everyone quiet. George has made a motion. Has anyone seconded that motion?
I seconded it.
Okay, very good. Now we'll have discussion about George's motion to separate the motion.
It's not a debatable motion.
Either for separation or not.
Oh, okay. So let's do a hand vote. Who's in favor of...
Point of information, what is the division? What is the division in the motion in front of us? That's point of information. Where is the division?
It's fictionalized.
It ends at the beginning of one. That is to say... acknowledging that the fairest interpretation of Pacifica bylaws as amended 203 Article 5, Section 1B, which states, et cetera.
My motion, George, is a motion to rescind. And yeah. What are you dividing?
Can I speak to this?
Okay. George's motion has been, it's not debatable.
Let's just vote on it.
We're going to vote on it. George,
vote it down.
You're out of order. Okay? We'll take a roll call vote on it.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Can I at least speak to what the motion is?
It's not a debatable
Can I state what the motion is?
Okay.
There is a motion to rescind in front of us.
That's it.
The motion to rescind has to be a previous motion. So the motion that's being rescinded is the text of is resolution adopted January 30th. That's what's being rescinded. You can't rescind the motion by Gendelman to rescind. I mean, you can't vote on a motion which wasn't made. We didn't make a resolution to create a vacancy. What's being specified to be rescinded is resolution adopted January 30th. That ought to be pretty clear. Now, that resolution had actually several parts. The first part said, we interpret that section of the bylaws as requiring one-year membership as meaning 365 days. My motion is to separate that from the remainder of the resolution we're talking about and vote on them in two pieces. First, we decide whether we want to rescind that part. Then we decide whether we want to rescind the second part. That's what the motion is for. That's a motion to separate.
A point of order. I think we should read the resolution.
You're out of order, please. Don't speak unless I recognize
you.
I'm not recognizing you yet. Does everyone understand what this motion to divide means? Does anyone not understand?
No, I don't understand. And I have a point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order, Nina?
My point of order is that for the public, I like to read what the resolution says. What George is saying, to me, I won't. Okay, let me leave that alone.
Why don't you just read my motion?
I'm going to read the resolution, Sherry.
No, my motion is to rescind the entire thing.
Right, but he's saying that there are two parts to the resolution, so I'm trying to find the two parts. This is what it says. Could I have him quiet, please? It says, resolution adopted January 30th. Acknowledging that the fairest interpretation of Pacifica bylaws as amended 2003, Article 5, Section 1B, which states, quote, any delegate who is... Could you please cut my mic back on?
Your mic is on.
Any delegate who is currently serving as a delegate and has served at least 1 year, parenthetic one, as a delegate is eligible for election to the office of director by the delegates of his/her radio station area, subject to section 3, section 3 of this article of the bylaws. Can only be 1 year equals 365 days or 12 calendar months, and noting also that at least one other delegate assembly, KPFT, has interpreted the mandatory 1 year requirement to mean 365 days or 12 months, and declaring therefore that a continuing breach of Pacifica's bylaws was created in qualifying Campbell Johnson for election as PNB director. This PNB one qualifies immediately for Campbell Johnson as a PNB member. 2, instruct the PFW local station board to retally the votes from their election for PNB director. And 3, instruct WPFW to inform the Pacifica National Board of the change in candidate elected in place of Campbell Johnson. I'm looking for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and any other infinite number that there might be that we're separating.
May I clarify exactly which piece I'm saying we want to divide at?
Okay.
You've explained it twice, George.
This is a motion to divide. It's been explained. It's been read. We're going to go to a vote. There's no debate about this, Bonnie.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What?
I am unclear how the member can be asking to the motion that we are in the midst of here. Is a motion by Gendelman to rescind the PNB January 30th, 2009 resolution, which created a vacancy for PFW representation on the PNB. On January 30th, the PNB already passed this entire motion. You cannot, in the midst of discussing Sherry Gendelman's motion to rescind the entire motion, begin to divide it.
Okay, very
this
good.
This has already been passed as one
Bonnie,
piece.
Bonnie, discussion of the motion to divide is out of order. We're going to go to a roll call vote. Richard? The motion to divide. George's motion to divide.
Can we just raise our hands?
Okay, all in favor of the motion to divide, please raise your hands. Okay, all opposed. Okay, the motion fails. Let's move on to discussion of this motion to rescind.
Point of information, how much time is left in this item?
I don't know. Have we been keeping track? Richard? All right, we'll arbitrarily decide that 15 minutes have been used up on this item. And how much time is granted to a half hour, I believe, altogether? We have 15 minutes of discussion then.
Where are we on the stack, Madam Chair?
The stack is a new stack because...
You go back to the old stack, same stack.
No, that was a separate motion. It's a different stack.
No, but now okay. We're back to the original motion, and there was a stack.
Okay, fine. All right, Carolyn is next on that stack. Then. Jim, Jamie, Rico, Sean, Wendy, Leslie, and AC.
Thank you.
All right, so Carolyn? Okay. Jim?
Madam Chair, WPFW's LSB was deeply angered by the PNB's decision, and they wanted to have a clear discussion about it. At the meeting in which we were to have that discussion, three members of the LSB were so disrupted and ate up so much of the clock that we weren't able to make a decision at that time. The majority of WPFW's LSB will disagree with the motion outright because they felt that their ability to correct what was identified as, let me finish,
what was identified as a breach by the PNB, their ability to correct it was taken away. And that's why, that's the part that we have, where we have strong feelings on our LSB about how to handle this particular matter. And since that motion at that time did not give them the ability to do that, and that it was in their opinion out of the realm of what they should be able to do, this motion to rescind is what we're asking to do so that we can handle the matter ourselves.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Jamie.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, my point, I have a point, and then I'm asking for a clarification. My understanding is that when the WPFW LSB took their vote in January to vote for directors, there were more candidates that actually did meet the criteria to become directors. These candidates had their rights denied because one of those people should have been seated on this board, and they are not seated on this board, to my understanding, due to the lack of response of WPFW's LSB to or WPFW's delegates assembly to our direction that they retally the votes and only count votes for people who actually meet the criteria to become directors.